Hi, I'm Utsav, a behavior researcher by training and a slow traveler by passion. Postcards from Nowhere is a travel podcast where I condense a decade of travel experiences and explore not just the where, but also the why and how to travel. My stories emerged from slow traveling the less explored parts of the world. Bosnia and Herzegovina, Armenia, Uzbekistan, and even China. At the end of each story, I give practical tips and new ideas about how to travel better. This week, I take you to Zbayul, the invisible village of Ladakh, and to a 500-year-old house, which is unlike any other. Long ago, a man in Tibet had a vision. He saw that in Ladakh, a boy was born, and he turned out to be smarter than his age. He came to be known as Lonpo Ripachan, or someone with an extraordinary intellect. When asked where this boy could be found, the man was told that the boy was born to very poor parents in a place that has three corners to the land and the sky. A monk was sent on a horse from Tibet to look for this boy, and he traveled far and wide in his search. In what is today the Leh Kargil National Highway or NH1, he chanced upon a village situated in a triangular valley. The village Shargol was identified as the place with three corners of the land and the sky. It was late in the evening, and he landed up at the door of a home seeking refuge for the night. As fate would have it, he was at the home of the boy he was looking for. The boy was alone at home. The monk asked him, "Oh little one, where is your mother?" And he replied, "She has gone looking for eyes to see." Taken aback by the boy's answer, the monk asked, "Where is your father?" And the boy replied, "He has gone looking for words to speak." In reality, his mother had gone looking for a lamp to light up the house, and the father had gone to drink jang, a local wine made from barley. The monk was certain that this was no ordinary boy and convinced his parents to allow him to take him to Tibet, where he could be educated. As they made their way on horseback, they came upon a village, Henasku, and the monk asked him, "Oh little boy, tell me where we have reached." The boy replied, "Henasku khar changi khar. Yaran goe shatak, mar na goe branthak." This meant that Henasku was a place where the people would have to work harder than usual and the work would never stop for them. But you'd wonder, why would this prescient boy say that? Because if you travel along the Leh Kargil Highway today, you would pass by a board that reads Zbayul, the invisible village. Henasku also came to be known as Balung or Zbayul precisely because of its location. Hidden behind tall mountains, there is only one passage to the village, and that too is through a narrow gorge. If not for the board, it would have been invisible and you would have driven past it. But what is even lesser known is the fact that this village was a critical stopover on the Trans-Himalayan Silk Route. At the top of a gorge are the ruins of an old castle, which testifies to a glory age when Zbayul was a critical stop for every traveler from Leh, Kashmir, Baltistan and Central Asia. The trade of wool, tea, tobacco and salt was protected thanks to the well-guarded castle. But the real treasure of Zbayul is a three-storied clay, stone and wood structure that is 500 years old. It served as the residence of the royal advisor or the Lonpo up till 15 years ago. Today, it has been restored and converted into the Cultural Heritage Museum of Henasku. As we reached the village, we went about looking for a key to the museum, and we did not expect to find him.
आपका नाम
पलवर
पलवर तो आपके गांव का नाम क्या है
हेनास्कुल सर
हेनास्कुल
हेनास्कुल
हेनास्कुल और कितने साल से रह रहे हैं यहां पे आप
मैं तो
बचपन से
बचपन से रह रहा सर
कितनी उम्र है आपकी
हमारा 65 है सर
65 और काम आप क्या करते हैं यहां पे
खेती करते हैं
खेती करते हैं क्या उगाते हैं आप
मैं गेहूं करते हैं मटर
गेहूं मटर और ये जो आपका म्यूजियम है कितना पुराना है
ये पुराना नहीं है 2019 को बना था
और जो 2019 को म्यूजियम बना था और जो घर है ये
हां जी
ये कितना पुराना है
ये तो 500 साल का बोलता है
500 साल
हां सर
और ये आपके ही घर वालों का है
हां घर वालों का
आपके जो दादा थे बड़े थे आपके जो
हां
उनसे आपको अब मिला है
हमको मिला हम इधर ही पैदा हो गया था ना सर
आप इधर ही पैदा हुए थे
हम इधर से जाकर 15 साल हो गया नीचे जाकर
अच्छा
इधर पानी वानी लेने का बहुत
दिक्कत थी,
दिक्कत है, सब सामान इधर लेना पड़ता था।
तो अभी सब लोग नीचे रहते हैं?
नीचे रहते।
He may come across as a regular farmer, toiling in the harsh, high-altitude climate. But Palbar is actually the descendant of the royal advisor, the owner of the house, and now also the guide to the museum.
ये जो म्यूजियम है इसमें क्या क्या रखा हुआ है अंदर?
इसमें है घोड़ा का सामान है सर,
घोड़े का सामान है, और
पहले पत्थर का छांव बनाने वाला है सर।
तो ये सब सामान आपके घर का ही है?
हाँ।
तो आपने अपने जो घर का सामान है म्यूजियम में रखा हुआ है?
म्यूजियम में रखा है।
और ताकि हम सब लोग आके देख सके।
द म्यूजियम हैज मच मोर देन पालबर इनिशियली सजेस्टेड। इट इज अ रिजल्ट ऑफ डेडिकेटेड रिसर्च बाय रूट्स लद्दाख, अ कम्युनिटी ड्रिवन socially oriented enterprise providing adventure, rural and education tourism. They collaborated with Little Local, a social enterprise that creates better market and consumer access for farmers, artisans and rural communities. Their teams together worked with the community of Henasku for 3 years to curate the artifacts and restore the space. The museum brings to life the folklore of Henasku through a series of posters that use a combination of hand-drawn and colored renditions of stories accompanied by text. These stories share space with quirky signs which remind us of the age of this building. Walk slow and steady, for I am old and shaky. And don't cross this line if you want to be fine. As one makes their way around the museum, crouching to ensure that they do not hit their head on the roof, one sees artifacts from another time, weapons used in war, and a large assortment of horse accessories, which comes as no surprise since the village was a stop on the Trans-Himalayan Silk Route. It included chasgik, a travel pouch carrying two precious things for a traveler, tea leaves and salt, which would be hard to find on long overland journeys. To provide a more immersive experience, one can even spend a night or a few in one of the homestays. All these initiatives, coupled with the modest fee to visit the museum, provide a much-needed income to this rather remote village. This biol is one of the most interesting experiments in local heritage conservation. Not only have the oral traditions and folklore now been recorded for posterity, but the culture continues to live through the handicrafts and the experience of Ladakhi hospitality. In the larger narrative of national and even regional histories, it's the local histories that also need as much love and attention. In many ways, conserving local histories and heritage is much like the fate of the village itself. We have to work harder than usual, and the work will never stop.
If you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can listen to us on the IVM Podcast app or ivmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on our social media. We are at IVM Podcasts on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to reach out to me, I am Utsav Memory on Twitter and YVTravel42 on Instagram.